ओम शांति। आवर एम ऑफ दिस ब्राह्मिन लाइफ इज टू बिकम ब्राह्मिन्स टू एंजल एंड एंजल्स टू डिटी। Until we will not become angel, we will not become a deity. But when January month is coming closer and closer, then automatically we are getting the intoxication of being an angel. Because January month is specially Brahma Baba's month. He'll Baba become avyakta in this month. That is why Shiv Baba had given special blessing to this month. This is the month of blessings. In this month particularly, we can get special, extraordinary spiritual experiences. The month of blessing means by putting little efforts, getting more earning. And Brahma Baba is the emperor of an angels. Emperor of angels. And Brahma Baba is a role model in front of us. If we follow Brahma Baba's footsteps, easily we can experience angelic stage. Angel means not in jail of Maya anymore. Free bird and flying bird. That is why in this January month especially, we must have intoxication all the time. I really would like to have deep experiences of angelic stage. Our aim is becoming perfect angel. Not only angel, perfect angel. Perfect angel means 100% awareness of light body and 0% awareness of physical body. And if we really, really would like to develop angelic stage, We must work sincerely on five aspects. If you work on this five aspects, definitely you can improve your stage, angelic stage. First aspect. For experiencing angelic stage, we must have clear understanding and experience of angelic world. In 1991, I interviewed Guljar Dadi ji. I asked her, could you please explain me about the angelic world? Dadi said that beyond this physical world, there is another world where everywhere there is a snow white, bright, divine light all the time. Just as when full moon is there in the sky, the moon is radiating white, cool white light on the globe. In the same way, there is a thousands and thousands full moon light everywhere in that region, subtle region. And the communication of angels is taking place through the signal of the eyes and movements of the lips. When trans messenger sister is going in a subtle region, how she is having communication with Baba? Through the signal of the eyes and movements of the lips. How all the activities are going there in subtle world? By thought power. When Baba wants to emerge any scene, Baba can emerge that scene in a second with thought power. And can give the experience to the trans messenger sister and can send us a special message for we children. And important thing is that this is our efforts maker form. And our angelic, perfect angelic form is there in subtle region of every child, Baba child. Our perfect angelic form is already there in subtle world with Baba. Baba always compares you. With what speed this efforts maker form is coming closer and closer to our perfect stage of angel. Second aspect, for experiencing angelic stage, we must experience this house as a lighthouse, this house as a might house. Body is like a house. This house is a lighthouse and might house. That is why we must experience the burning lamp of soul consciousness in this bodily house. The lamp of soul consciousness must be switched on all the time, switch on. Maya, turn the switch off. We must turn the switch on. And we must maintain constant divine light in this bodily house. And as much we are experiencing the stage of lighthouse, then automatically that turn in a might house also. Angel means experiencing lighthouse and might house stage. Angel is not having the awareness of physical body anymore. That is why angel is always flying. Light body. That's why he's always flying. When Prakash Mani Dadiji was sharing her experience, Brahma Baba hold the hand of Dadi Prakash Maniji and Baba took her on a tour of Madhuban, visiting all the different departments. But Dadi said that, I never felt that Baba's hand is a physical hand, but I experience Baba's hand is a hand of light or hand of cotton. Why? Because in Brahma Baba's physical body, the light of soul consciousness was always on. The lamp was burning all the time. Light was reflecting. Third aspect. For experiencing angelic stage, we must experience lightness. Must not any burden, must not any type of the heaviness. We must experience always lightness. As much we would be busy, that much we must be easy. Brahma Baba was having very big responsibility of this yajna. But while carrying this huge responsibility, he always remained light, easy. Carefree emperor. And for maintaining that lightness, we must think that I, the soul, is just an instrument of Baba. I am not doing anything. Baba is using this instrument and Baba is doing everything through me. I am just instrument. Secondly, the lesson of nothing new must be natural in our life. Nothing new. We are sitting in this hall. Nothing new. We sit like this innumerable time and will sit like this unlimited times. Nothing new. If something is wrong in this drama for me, that is the fruit of my wrong actions. If something is very good happening in my life, that is the fruit of my very good actions. I have to accept. And I must remain light. We must keep the burden of our responsibility, laukik and alaukik responsibility, on Brahma Baba's shoulder. I'm free. Baba is responsible. Prakash Mani Dadi said that I always experience on one shoulder, Shubhava is there, and on another shoulder, Brahma Baba is angelic form is there. Two powerful forces of this world are always with me, available. If any problem comes, they are helping me, problem goes away within no time. That's why I remain light. Baba wants to help us. Baba said, give me your burden of your responsibility. We are giving to Baba. But again we are taking back that. I don't know, Baba will help me or not. I don't know. Because of that doubt, we take that back. And then complaining, oh, I am really very heavy, I feel tension, I feel... burden on my consciousness. Fourth aspect. For experiencing angelic stage, we must experience free from all the type of bondages. Not any subtle bondage I must not experience in my life. And throughout the day, two things are pulling our intellect. We get attractions towards the physical being, or our intellect pulls towards the physical things. Because we have karmic account with many souls throughout the cycle, we play our role and we are sitting here in last birth. That's how we have account with many soul. Anytime our intellect can get pulled towards that soul. We have to finish that karmic account through yoga power and through the knowledge power. Murli and yoga. No one can pull my intellect, not any person, no one. If there is some sort of pull, no, doesn't matter. You check what relation is in that pull and specially experience that relation with Baba, particular relation with Baba. Get detached from this place and get attached with Baba. Because we must experience Baba is my whole world. While living in this world, I must experience Baba is my whole world. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Father, no one else. And there must not be pulled towards any physical things also. We must think these are the perishable things, these are the temporary things, these things are not going to a golden age. That's why I should get attracted towards the things. Krishna is sitting on the world globe and playing the flute like this. His name is Mohan in Hindi. Moha means attachment, na means no. He is not having subtle attachment with any physical being or with any physical things of this world globe. That's why he is sitting like a prince on that world globe. Mohana. Free. If we really would like to sit along with Krishna, then we must experience that stage like Brahma Bhava. And fifth aspect. For experiencing angelic stage, we must keep our clear image of perfect angelic form in front of us. My perfect angelic form must be in front of me all the time, and I must compare this efforts maker form with that perfect angelic form. My perfect angelic forms want to shake hand me, but he said that when you will become like me, then only I will shake hand. I'm just waiting for you. Get ready for that. He's waiting for me. If I have this awareness, then automatically I will become fast efforts maker, intensive efforts maker. I want to become like my perfect form. How is that perfect angelic form? Three things are full in that perfect angelic form. Full with intoxication, full with powers, and full with virtues. Godly intoxication, godly powers, and godly virtues. And very large, huge crown of purity. And my intellect is constantly linked with Baba, Son of Knowledge, in soul world. I have a constant relationship with Baba, connection with Baba. This is the image of my perfect angelic form. And if we would like to make up our face, we use the mirror. Now we have to make up the soul. That's why Baba had given us the spiritual mirror of perfect angelic form of Brahma Baba. This is a spiritual mirror. We must look our stage in that mirror. And we must observe what sort of error I am having. If I am having that error, okay, work on that, get free that error. Become like Brahma Bhava. In one Murli, Baba said, become Brahma Bhava. I have to follow Brahma Bhava? No, become Brahma Bhava. We are giving the example of Brahma Baba to the world. I have to become also example. Somebody can give my example also. That's why I have to attain that type of the elevated stage. Always remain three words. Remember three words. Simple, sample and example. Simple, sample and example. In Hindi, there are three words. Yogi, Prayogi and Upayogi. Yogi means become yogi. Prayogi means keep on doing experiments. Whatever Baba used to say in Murli, follow that. Practice that experiment. And Upayogi means useful for the entire world. My life is like that, I can do something for the world. And if you see on 18th January, Madhuban will be the house of angels. Madhuban will be the house of angels. Angels are moving around. You can feel. Madhuban is not anymore in Madhuban. Madhuban become like a world of angels. Everybody is observing silence. Everybody is busy in four pilgrimages, lost in Baba's remembrance, experiencing angelic stage. And seeing others also as an angels, you could feel, oh, this is the world of angels. Elizabeth? Isabel, Ben, huh? You are here?
I'm here.
18 January. Huh? Very nice. To be here for 18 January, this is a big fortune. Okay, sister?
Thank you so much, Bhai Saab, for explaining this topic so beautifully. We thoroughly enjoyed. Yes, we enjoyed your session. Thank you so much. Now is the time for fireside discussion. So we will ask Bhai Saab some questions related to this topic. So Bhai Saab, first question is, how does the awareness that I am an angel affects my thoughts and feelings?
Angel is the living statue of elevated stage. If we are having the awareness of elevated angels, then automatically in our mind, always pure, the flow of pure thought, positive thoughts, gentle thoughts, we are observing like that. Having good wishes for everyone. Everybody is an angel. This is my family. We are all the children of one and same Father. Pure feeling and good wishes for everyone when we are having the awareness of an angel.
So because we are children of an angel, so definitely we are also angels. Very nice, Bhai Saab. So the second question is, how can I experience angelic intoxication while performing daily actions?
While performing action, how we can maintain the intoxication of an angelic stage? See, we are very royal souls. This is a gathering of very royal souls, noble souls. And that is why, for maintaining that royalty, Baba had given us the throne of self-respect. We must keep on sitting on this throne of self-respect. Throughout the day, we must maintain, I am the incarnation of an angel. I am an incarnation of an angel. I am the instrument of God. I am the part of spiritual army, army of God. My task, my duty is giving salvation to the entire worldly souls, being a part of salvation army. And when we are always being on that throne of self-respect, gradually and gradually the percentage of spiritual intoxication is increasing, increasing, increasing. Our face, anybody could feel, our face is full with spiritual intoxication. And like a blossoming flower. I am a living flower of garden of God. And that is why if we maintain this self-respect, all the day long we can maintain that spiritual intoxication easily. And others can get some inspirations from our face. Because Baba has said that you have to do lots of service through your face and through your behavior. People, they don't want to listen knowledge through our mouth. They want to see that in our practical life. And if there would be intoxication, happiness on my face, then automatically my face will become a means of service. I can become the donor of divine virtues through my decorated face.
So, Bhai Sahib, tell us, because we are in this physical form, is it really possible to feel angelic intoxication?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Baba has said, while carrying this physical body, 50 kilo, 60 kilo weight body, and while carrying this body, experience yourself as a body of light. I was not able to accept this concept. I was thinking how that can be possible. Throughout the day we are carrying this physical body. And then, more or less 30 years ago, on 18 January, Prakash Mani Dadiji read Murli. After Murli, we had collective meditation on Tower of Peace. And after that, I went to my room and I sat there. And all of the sudden, I received very powerful touching from Baba, straight from Baba. Look, my child. X-ray is a rays which penetrate this body and can give the picture of any internal organs. In the same way, S-rajas means rajas of soul consciousness are much more powerful than that X-ray. that rages of the soul consciousness also can penetrate through this physical body. And all, after that I experience the soul bulb is there, then light is reflecting and body is like a transparent body and body is reflecting from this physical body, and I was feeling light, and because of that I got flight and I flew to the subtle region and I experienced myself with Bab Dada. Few hours I was there and I experienced some relationship with Baba there while being in that subtle angelic form. After having this experience, that doubt finished. I never ever had that doubt that while carrying this physical body, we may not able to experience this body as a body of light. Yes, we can experience. Because every cycle we experience that. Because in abroad, everywhere there is a memorial of angels. Why? Because we Baba children had done lot of service of this humanity through our angelic form. That is why the memorial of angel is still now also we can found in abroad, especially. This is a matter of maintaining elevated consciousness, sister.
Okay, very nice answer. We could actually visualize it, beautifully explained by Sab. You have so many experiences actually. So the next question is, what are the biggest obstacles comes in our life to sustain that angelic stage?
Yes. Because this is a one type of the process. And in this process, some obstacles we could feel in our Brahmin life. First obstacle, I could say, when we would have some jealousy or criticism with any physical being, any person, then automatically that distract our mind and intellect. That may be the one reason. And another reason, lack of practice of soul consciousness. Because when we would not have that practice enough, practice of soul consciousness, time to time we may have the awareness of our own body. And that body can pull our consciousness down. And because of that we may not able to experience that elevated stage of an angel. And third obstacle I could say, lack of spiritual intoxication. You know, when we are in center listening Baba's Murli, having yoga, our face is very happy. But when we are going away from the center, the intoxication goes down. Baba is working hard. My children must be sitting on the throne of self-respect. But we can sit on that throne and then after a while we lose that throne. We are not experiencing that spiritual intoxication all the day long. What is the reason? What would be the reason? Huh? Yes?
Somebody is saying something?
I found the reason. On one hand, we were a very royal souls, king of king, queen of king. 21 birth, we play our role. Very good. But the moment we enter in a copper age, Maya kidnap us and put in a jail for 2500 years. Jail, in a jail. For not 100 years, 200 years, for 2500 years in a jail as a slave. And that is why there is a deeply rooted samskaras of inferiority complex, which is not allowing us to maintain that spiritual intoxication, to maintain that higher consciousness, elevated consciousness. That is why we must not look at this area, towards this area. We must keep on looking this area. We are a very royal soul. We play our royal role in a golden age and silver age. And now we have to become again that royal actor. Then by this way we can maintain easily very good spiritual intoxication, and we can maintain throughout the day that angelic stage also easily.
So instead angel consciousness, we have become seva consciousness. We have become in seva consciousness, so which we need to correct. So Bhai sir, next question. You want to say something?
Yeah, if you give me permission.
Sorry.
Angel means maintaining the balance of seva and siva. Seva means service, siva means Baba's remembrance. Seva and siva. Seva and siva. What is the difference in Ram Sita soul and Lakshmi Narayan soul? The Lakshmi Narayan, they were full pass in four subjects. But Ram Sita, they had done lots of service, but yoga was not good. That is why there was a battle with Maya. And that is why they become the king of silver age. They become the ruler of quantity. Lakshmi Narayan become the ruler of the quality, cream of this world. Because they were full pass in four subjects. That is why in this confluence age, we must maintain the balance of yoga and service. Doing service, that is our main task. We are here for Baba's service. But first of all, we have to do the service of the self. Then we can do service of others. Doing service of the self means filling this soul with the power of yoga, power of spiritual powers. Then only we can become a very good instrument of Baba. We can do a wonderful service. That's why we must maintain the balance of yoga and service. I like one very good chain. Sister chain. I like very good chain. Write down. When we maintain balance, we receive blessings from the souls, from Baba. When we receive blessings, we remain blissful. When we remain blissful, our mind would be peaceful. And when our mind would be peaceful, we would be careful. We would be cheerful. Careful and cheerful also. Then our mind can chant the mantra of Manmanabhava easily, then we can become powerful. When we become powerful, we become successful. Experience victory over Maya. When we become successful, we become essenceful. We can imbibe virtues easily and our life is becoming essenceful. But the beginning point, starting point is maintaining balance in our Brahmin life. Brahma Baba had the balance of many things. Simplicity and royalty. Balance of simplicity and royalty. Balance of remaining solitude also and mixing nature with the children also. Balance of yoga and service also. Karam yoga and sitting yoga. Balance of karam yoga and sitting yoga also. That is why we must follow Brahma Baba in this aspect. Balance of very high intoxication and humility also. On one hand, very high intoxication, and on the other hand, humble, very humble. Humility, humble nature.
Beautiful chain. If we follow this chain, then definitely we will be successful. So, Paisa, because 18 January is coming, so what special purusharth we can do so that we also become angel like Brahma Baba?
See, in this aspect, I would like to share some very special steps for becoming like Brahma Baba. How Brahma Baba become Brahma Baba? What sort of efforts Baba had done in his life? First step, Baba maintained very good stage of real consciousness, royal consciousness, that is a soul consciousness. First step. Getting detached from this bodily instrument. Going to Baba, sitting with Baba, second step, maintaining very good self-respect. Throughout the confluence age, Baba maintained very good self-respect. I am the father of humanity. I am going to become a number one Narayan. When we maintain very good self-respect, we experience spiritual intoxication, and that spiritual intoxication is taking us to Baba. Aeroplane is taking 200 people, 300 people in the air. Petrol. If there is no petrol, aeroplane cannot lift. In the same way, the petrol of our car is spiritual intoxication. That takes us in the soul world, and easily we can sit with Baba. Then third step. If we really, really would like to sit with Baba for a long time, constantly for a long time, and then third aspect is increasing the love for Baba. Because love is a powerful magnetic power in this world, through which we can experience combined stage with Baba. There is a huge distance in me and Baba, but with the power of love, that distance can finish and we can experience oneness with Baba. And fourth aspect. Experiencing different relationship with Baba throughout the day. Because considering ourselves as a point of light and remembering Baba as a point of light, we can do that for hour or 2 hours, 3 hours, then we feel bored. But maintaining interest, creating interest in that process of yoga, the human tendency, human nature, he always expects something newness in his life, some change in his life, and that is why we must keep on experiencing different relationship with Baba throughout the day. So we can maintain connection, anyhow, connection with Baba. When connection is there, collection of power should be there automatically. Baba experience different relationship with Baba throughout the day. Baba experience Shiv Baba as a bridegroom. Baba experience Shiv Baba as a child, Sadguru, teacher. Different relationship Baba used to experience throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, chart. Baba was checking his chart. How I spent my whole day. How much is my earning? What is my spiritual income? Mind, intellect and sanskars, how they behave each other. They cooperate each other or not. Like this, Baba used to maintain chart. Baba used to hold the court. Every day and night. In this aspect we must follow also Baba. But main things, these two legs are okay. You can run, you can jump. If these two legs are okay. In the same way, in spiritual life, two legs. One leg is a practice of soul consciousness. Another leg, practice of self-respect. If you have hold on this two aspects, you can experience all the time flying stage, angelic stage easily. This is a secret.
Definitely, we will try to follow all the steps. Yes or no? Yes. So do you want to ask any question? So anyone of you want to ask any question? Anyone? No questions? Yes. Can we have a cordless mic, please? Or you can come in front.
That's okay? Yeah. Okay. Nice to meet you again. Prakash Bhai, I saw you several months ago in Paris. In Paris.
Okay.
My question is about the sanskar, tamopradan sanskar. Are the sanskar, when I am in paramdan, asleep, and they will wake up when I will be in iron age or copper age, yeah. Or when I am in paramdan, my sanskars are completely deleted, completely burnt.
Huh? Didn't answer it? Yeah. Yes, very good question, brother asked. When we are being in soul world, are we have impure samskars in the soul in dormant form or sleeping form? If not, then when we enter in a corporage, automatically that samskars emerge. Very good question. Actually, soul is an audio-visual cassette of 5,000 years. When we are going soul world, in soul world, any sort of impurity is not allowed. We have to make that zero in Dharamrajpuri. If we don't have the traces of vices in the soul, then how that traces are, the vices are emerging in a corporate. In fact, what are the vices? Vices are nothing, but that is like a darkness. Darkness is nothing, but that is the absence of light. Okay? Now, five vices are the absence of five divine virtues. When we are losing this power of virtues, automatically the darkness of vices are coming in soul. What is lust? Absence of the virtue of purity. When we are using and losing the light of purity, darkness of lust is coming automatically in the beginning of coverage. Anger. What is anger? Absence of the virtue of coolness. What is the greed? Greed is nothing. But there is the absence of the virtue of contentment. What is attachment? Attachment is the lack of virtue, having equal love with everybody. This is a virtue. Because we are the children of ocean of love, Shubhava. That's why my nature is loveful for everybody. This is a virtue. But having special love for somebody is called attachment. When I am losing this virtue, that vice is coming automatically. What is ego? Ego is the absence of the virtue of humility. Humility. Now the question is that, we are not performing any sinful action or any bad action in a golden age. But why we are losing power? Why we are losing that virtues? There may be a question in your mind. We are not committing any mistake in golden age, silver age, but we are still coming down. We are losing that power. Battery get recharged slowly, slowly. Why? How it works? The answer for that is, we are receiving power through the medium of thoughts and we are losing and using that power through the medium of thoughts. Only medium is thought. In golden age, we are having two type of the thoughts only. Always pure thoughts and always thoughts of performing action. I want to go for shower. I want to meet my subject. I want to go for picnic. Thoughts of performing and pure thoughts. Because soul is full with virtues, divine qualities. That's why always pure thoughts. But through the medium of thoughts, of performing action, we were using little by little energy, little by little. Only 2 celestial degree you we use in 1250 years. Same situation happen in silver age, always pure thoughts and always thought performing action. That's why we use again 2 degrees, celestial degrees, 16 to 14 and 14 to 12. But when we enter in a copper age, Maya slap. There was a mild attack of Maya, that's why 2 type of the new thoughts added. Some best thoughts and some impure thoughts. Because of mild attack of Maya, addition of these 2 thoughts would be there. That's why we use double power. Instead of 2 celestial degree, we use 4 celestial degree. And when we enter in a iron age, car become old, that's why was using lots of petrol. And that's why all the time impure thoughts, all the time waste thoughts, all the time thoughts pop up for me action, not anymore pure thoughts. That's why we use lots of power. And that battery was just reaching to 0. Baba hold our hand and took us in a gas station. Go to Brahma Kumaris gas station. And fill your car with the gas. With the petrol. Start yoga. Connection. Understand? This is the process of losing and using energy. And now we are receiving energy through meditation. But now the question is that we are charging this battery 10 years, 15 years, but not charged fully. Mobile battery charge in a 2 hours. But this battery, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, why so long period? Huh? Why? Brother? Because I earn $500, I work hard throughout the day, and I went in a hotel, and I pizza, pakoda, chocolate, this and that, I use 500. No balance, 0. My packet is empty. Now we are receiving power through morning Amrit Vela, evening meditation, and we are collecting some power, but throughout the day we are using that power through the medium of thoughts, plus minus 0. That is why Baba had given us the signal. Oh, my sweet child, this is the time of having powerful yoga, really powerful yoga. Through that, your earning would be maximum, spending would be minimum, by the result of that, saving would be lot, and battery get charged fast. The present time need this type of the efforts now. In 2016, Baba gave the signal. Now, this is the time of having volcanic yoga, powerful yoga. Understand? Because time is not much left. Very short time is there. It makes sense?
So you got your answer, brother? Okay, come. Can you please give the mic?
If we were to assess ourselves on how close or how far we are from the perfect angelic stage, even the percentage that a particular soul has accumulated, if we look at our routine from daily, morning to night, for maybe a few months, because we are live, we have jobs, there's Lokik duties, then there's our Brahmin life. What would be the assessing factors on the mental experiences for the soul to understand I'm almost 50% there, 60%, or I have to keep sitting and doing a lot more yoga to get to that stage? Practically, how do I assess myself?
Okay. In other words, we could say, I maintain perfect stage, complete purity or not, or some sort of impurity still in me. We can check like this also, na? If I become pure, complete pure, that is the sign of perfection. But how do I know that I become completely pure or not? I want to know that. And for checking this, there are two tests. One, through the thoughts, we can get the idea what sort of purity I'm having. And through the medium of dream, we can get the idea up to what extent I become pure. Now, if I observe the thought pattern which goes in my mind, and if I am having some impure thoughts sometimes, it means there are traces of impurity related of that particular voice. Among these five voices, I have some impure dirt is there, dust is there in my mind. That's when I get free from that impure thoughts, always there is a flow of pure thoughts, that is a sign of complete purity. Second test, through dream. In dream, our subconscious mind is working. And there is a deep impact of our old samskaras on subconscious mind. If we get some dream related with any voice, it means that dirt is in me already. I have to finish this. I have to burn this. Volcanic yoga, powerful yoga. Getting dream is a good sign, but getting dreams about confluences, about Baba, about Golden Age, that is a good sign. But getting sometimes the dream related with any voices, that is the sign of impurity. I have to finish that. I have to remove that. Understand?
So let's say, if we've reached, we are almost at the end, we still have to have certain level of body consciousness to perform certain physical actions, to perform our jobs. That 8 hours, Baba, that's why I'm trying to understand this validation, is this correct understanding? That 8 hours of still being in body consciousness, but in a very light state, would still be fine, or will there be a stage where you have to have that disinterest from all of these things also?
See, karmatit stage. Brahma Baba have karmatit stage. 1 year, 1.5 year, Brahma Baba had karmatit stage. What is the meaning of karmatit stage? Karmatit stage means remaining beyond the influence of karma, beyond the influence of actions which we are performing throughout the day. First sign. And second sign, remaining beyond the awareness of karmendriya, sense organ, means body consciousness. Remaining beyond the awareness of organs, means body, and remaining beyond the influence of the actions which we are performing throughout the day. That is the sign of karmatit stage. That is the sign of perfection stage. Understand? There won't be any sort of body consciousness then. We would be all the time in soul conscious only. Beyond, remaining beyond the awareness of karmendriya means free from the body consciousness.
Okay, thank you so much. We are so grateful. So let's welcome, thank Bhaisa by waving your hands. And now we will sit in 1 minute. Just...